Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ossie Blanco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Jainsky. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Jainsky. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Keough. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Luis Alcaraz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Johnson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bob Johnson. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Williams reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Rodriguez and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a line drive towards first. Blanco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien strikes out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hairman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to second. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. McCraw moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Shaw moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 0-for-1 in the game. Alcaraz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCraw. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Jainsky hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keough. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a fly ball towards left. Keough settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Keough. Aparicio scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blanco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jainsky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schall hits a line drive into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 2 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 0-for-2 in the game. Alcaraz hits a fly ball into left field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Jainsky hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Bob Johnson. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rodriguez moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to third. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. Kelly moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to home to get Kelly. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Shaw moves to third. Otis moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Bunker now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGraw for the out. Two outs. Aussie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blanco hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 0-for-3 in the game. Alcaraz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Brien moves to second. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann is walked intentionally. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Knupp now playing second base. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Piniella pinch hits for Wally Bunker. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox 3, and Kansas City Royals 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.